So imagine a supercomputer, right? And it has perfectly memorized literally every recipe on Earth.
Right, every single one.
Yeah. Like it can optimize baking temperatures down to the exact decimal point, and it measures ingredients without spilling a microscopic drop. But it has this one fatal flaw.
It can never actually taste the food.
Exactly. It can't taste it. And today we are doing a deep dive into a stack of sources that argues this exact difference is, well, the only thing keeping humanity relevant right now.
Yeah, and we're pulling primarily from August Sun's philosophical framework. It's a work called The Tao of Lucidity,
Right.
along with the series of foundational briefing notes that break down its core concepts. And Sun is essentially rebuilding the philosophy of human purpose from first principles, specifically for an era where artificial intelligence is rapidly outsourcing our intelligence.
Which is just wild to think about. I mean, the mission for this deep dive is really twofold. First, we need to understand this groundbreaking framework that redefines our purpose. And second, we're going to embark on a bit of a philosophical personality quiz. Because by the end of this deep dive, you, the listener, will discover whether your primary operating system makes you a Loganaut, a Mistyant, or a Lucidant.
I love that part. But to take that test, we first need to establish how this philosophy actually models the universe.
Right, the baseline ontology.
Exactly. So the sources divide reality into two inseparable faces. The first face is what they call pattern.
Okay, pattern.
Yeah. Pattern is the domain of the measurable, the predictable, the compressible. It is data, structural logic, cause and effect. This is where science excels, and fundamentally, it is the only domain where AI operates.
So going back to the analogy, pattern is the recipe.
Spot on. And the second face is mystery. Now, mystery isn't just a placeholder for, scientific discoveries we haven't made yet.
Oh, interesting. So what is it then?
Mystery is the unstructurable, felt quality of subjective experience. Like, it's the heavy, sinking weight of grief in your chest, or the raw sensation of biting into a crisp apple. It structurally overflows any quantifiable model.
So pattern is the recipe, mystery is the taste.
Exactly. And together, they form what the text calls the Tao, which is the inseparable totality of reality. Grasping that duality is so important because it sets up the central crisis of our time.
Right, which the briefings refer to as the scissors gap.
Yeah, the scissors gap. So if you look at this through an economic lens, we're currently experiencing a complete collapse in the marginal cost of intelligence.
Because of AI.
Right. Intelligence, in Sun's framework, is strictly defined as the capacity to manipulate pattern. And since pattern is just compressible data, intelligence can be coded, externalized, and scaled infinitely by server farms. The supply is just going vertical.
Meanwhile, the other blade of the scissors is wisdom, right?
Exactly. And wisdom is defined here as the capacity to integrate pattern with mystery.
Which you can't code.
Right. You cannot code the subjective weight of grief. You can't compute the taste of an apple. Therefore, wisdom has a fixed, non-scalable cost. It requires a human substrate.
So the gap between our infinite supply of cheap intelligence and our stagnant supply of wisdom is just widening.
Widening rapidly, yeah. And we are historically trained to derive our self-worth from our intelligence, our ability to produce and analyze.
Right, of course.
But with that becoming a chip commodity, the old philosophical bedrock crumbles. Like Descartes' famous "I think, therefore I am" no longer proves human vitality if a neural network can, well, think a million times faster than you.
Which is why Sun updates the axiom for the AI age, right? Lucido
Yeah.
ergo sum.
Yes.
I see clearly, therefore I am. But okay, let's unpack this for a second. Because reading this, I hit a massive speed bump.
Okay, lay it on me.
Wait, so if I'm just going through the motions of my day, like blindly following routines and letting recommendation algorithms dictate my choices and my dopamine hits.
Right, the endless scroll.
Yes.
Exactly. Am I basically less alive according to this framework? If my proof of existence is seeing clearly, but I'm just scrolling.
The short answer is yes. You fall into what the text calls obscuration.
Obscuration, okay.
Yeah, obscuration is the failure to perceive either pattern or mystery. It's when you become blind to both. And tech platforms are actually financially incentivized to monetize your obscuration.
Wow.
They use variable reward schedules to bypass your conscious awareness, so you aren't navigating pattern and you aren't feeling mystery. You're just a reflex.
Just a node in a data stream. So the antidote to being this passive node is lucidity.
Exactly.
And to help us visualize this, the text introduces three archetypes as contemplative tools, or, as the text quotes from Zen tradition, fingers pointing at the moon.
I love that phrasing.
Me too. So let's jump into our personality quiz and look at the first archetype, The one that modern society actively encourages us to be.
The Loganaut.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Navigator of Patterns Ocean. The Loganaut is like the ultimate analyst. They are sailing the endless ocean of pattern. And the briefings detail these really beautiful ways Loganauts navigate this ocean.
Yeah, the first sailing method is dissipation. The text uses the visual of a child crying over a ruined sandcastle that just washed away in the tide.
Right, but the Loganaut doesn't see it that way, do they?
No, not at all. The Loganaut looks at the ruined sandcastle and doesn't see a tragedy. They see sand returning to a more probable state. It's just entropy maximizing.
They find peace in the mechanics of it. That's fascinating. And then there's the second method, which is selection.
Right, the archipelago forks. The Loganaut reaches a literal fork in the water. And they know that choosing the eastern channel means permanently closing off the western channel.
Opportunity cost.
Exactly. It's pure decision tree pruning. Making a hard choice means mourning the loss of the unchosen shadow paths, but they make the choice anyway.
Because standing still means abandoning the voyage.
You got it. And the third method is feedback. Navigating by the stars and the reefs.
Using cybernetic loops.
Yeah, using negative feedback to course correct when they drift off course. But they also have to watch out for the trap of positive feedback.
Right, because positive feedback is where addiction lives, right?
Precisely. A positive feedback loop without a dampener leads to system collapse. The Loganaut understands this mechanic and steers clear of the reef.
It's an incredibly robust way to process the world. But the sources also highlight a pretty dangerous shadow side to being a pure Loganaut.
Yeah, they do. Because understanding the mechanics of a system doesn't actually eliminate human sorrow.
Right. So is this like, say, a loved one dies, and instead of crying or processing it, someone hyperfixates on organizing the funeral arrangements or auditing the estate?
Yes, that is the exact blind spot.
Are they using their analysis as a shield to avoid the pure grief that they just can't chart?
That's exactly it. They are desperately trying to turn a tidal wave of mystery into a manageable spreadsheet of pattern. But eventually, they hit a wall of pure feeling that they can't navigate.
Wow. Okay, so if the Loganaut hits a wall they can't chart, who does go into those dark waters?
Well, that brings us to the second archetype, the Mystiant.
The Mystiant. Now, the Mystiant isn't sailing an ocean at all. They are sitting at the edge of a bottomless well.
Right. They don't drop a flare down the shaft to illuminate the dark. They just listen to it.
They listen to the unspeakable depths. And the text outlines four specific kinds of listenings for the Mystiants, right?
Yes. And the first is qualia. This is the irreducible feeling of, say, holding a cool, smooth stone in your hand. Science can analyze the mineral density, that's pattern, but it can't measure the private feeling of what it's like for you to hold it.
The Mystiant protects that internal experience.
Exactly. The second listening is thisness.
Like catching a snowflake.
Yeah. Catching a snowflake that exists for only a second, never to be repeated. Just being fully present with that singular event.
And the third domain is awe. Staring at a night sky without a telescope or a star chart, feeling simultaneously infinitely small and infinitely connected.
It's a profound sense of total belonging.
Okay, but so what does this all mean? Because I got a pushback here.
Sure.
Isn't just sitting in the dark and saying, I don't know, kind of a cop-out. I mean, it sounds a little bit like giving up on science or intellectual inquiry.
I get why you'd say that, but what's fascinating here is that the Mystian isn't celebrating ignorance at all.
They aren't.
No, they actually embody the philosopher Wittgenstein's idea, whereof one cannot speak, thereof one must be silent.
Oh, wow.
It's an active, reverent silence. They are holding space for the things that structurally overflow any model. Trying to force raw grief into a five-stage psychological model strips away the truth of the experience. The Mystian silence keeps the experience intact.
Okay, I see. So living strictly as a Loganaut makes you a reductionist, and living strictly as a Mystian leaves you, well, without the structure to function.
Exactly. You're fractured either way.
Which means to survive the AI age, we need the third archetype, the Lucidant, the ultimate integration.
It's a perfect balance.
The Lucidant uses the Loganaut's eyes to see the boundaries of the physical world, but they use the Mystian's heart to feel what lies beyond them.
The briefings give some great real-world examples of this. Like, think of a doctor.
Okay.
She looks at a precise clinical MRI scan to map a tumor. That's pure pattern. She's being a Loganaut. But then she puts the chart down, looks up, and sees the unquantifiable fear in her patient's eyes.
That's the mystery.
Right. A pure Loganaut would dismiss the fear as an irrelevant data point. A pure Mystiant would weep with the patient but fail to administer the treatment.
The Lucidant holds both.
Yes. Or think of a master pianist. Years of calculated technique and music theory, an ocean of pattern. But during the performance, it fuses completely with the surrender to the music, the flow.
The structure provides the vessel, and the mystery fills it. And there's this fascinating mathematical detail from the sources about this integration.
Oh, the multiplier effect.
Yeah. When perfectly balanced, the Lucidant's lucidity is actually 2.5 times greater than the Loggonaut or Mystient alone. It compounds multiplicatively, not additively.
Because each side cures the blind spots of the other. The Mystian's intuition provides shortcuts through complex logic, and the Loggonaut's boundaries keep the empathy from spiraling into cognitive overload.
But there's a massive paradox to all of this, isn't there?
There is. It's the core paradox of the entire philosophy. A truly lucid person knows that their lucidity will always be a fraction between 0 and 1.
You can never reach a perfect one.
Exactly. You're finite. You'll never possess a complete model of pattern, and you'll never fully integrate mystery. Saying, I know I don't fully see, is actually the highest proof that you are seeing clearly.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because it's like having binocular vision.
How so?
Well, imagine looking through a telescope with your left eye, that's the Loggonaut, zooming in on the mechanics. And at the exact same time, you're looking through a kaleidoscope with your right eye, the Mystient, taking in the unstructurable awe.
Oh, wow. Your brain would hurt trying to process that.
Right. The cognitive friction would be intense. But the Lucidant somehow fuses both of those conflicting views into 3D depth.
That is a perfect analogy. Holding the tension despite the friction is the exact definition of wisdom. And it's the one thing the machine cannot replicate.
So we turn the lens to you, the listener. Which one are you? Are you the Loggonaut, debugging code and retreating into spreadsheets when life gets messy?
Or are you the Mystient, highly attuned to emotional undercurrents, losing yourself in a piece of music, but maybe struggling to build structural guardrails?
Or are you striving to be the Lucidant who holds both? Because in a world where AI will inevitably conquer the entire ocean of pattern, our unique human value lies entirely in this integration.
And we want to leave you with a final thought to ponder, which builds on the text's social lucidity theorem.
Yes, the environment factor.
Right. We don't become lucid in a vacuum. Our political and social structures, our digital spaces, they either help or hinder this process.
Usually hinder, right?
Almost always. Look at the apps you use, the communities you engage with every day. Ask yourself, are they designed to help you become a well-balanced Lucidant?
Or are they precision engineered to trap you in an endless, optimized loop of pure pattern, just feeding you metrics and engagement analytics, slowly starving your capacity for mystery?
Cultivating your inner Mystient isn't just a philosophical exercise anymore. It's a necessary act of cognitive resistance against platforms designed to harvest your attention.
It's the only way to ensure the supercomputer doesn't convince you that the recipe is the same thing as the meal. So, we want to leave you with a physical challenge today.
Yes, step away from the screens.
Take a moment today to find a physical object. A piece of rough fabric, a cold glass of water, a stone. Hold it. Feel its texture and its weight. Don't analyze it. Don't take a picture of it for your feed.
Just be fully present with it.
Just be lucid. Experience a moment of existence that a server farm never will. Take a moment to actually taste the food.
Navigate the pattern, but listen to the mystery.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us. We'll see you next time.